There's a dispute between the Justice Department and Florida's two Democratic senators over the government's investigation into possible voting rights abuses in the 2000 elections. The senators say they're having a hard time getting any information about what's happened with the inquiries 15 months after the election. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Justice Department received thousands of complaints about what happened in Florida on Election Day. Many voters said they were wrongly turned away at the polls or that their ballots were thrown out. The department narrowed those complaints down to 12 cases to be investigated. This year, the number was further reduced to 6. Florida Senators Bob Graham and Bill Nelson say they want justice to tell them what's going on. Senator Nelson.
They have promised us on several occasions that they would report to us on the status of the investigation as to potential voting rights violations. The report was to be monthly. They haven't even reported to us in the last 6 months.
The senators note that Attorney General John Ashcroft promised in his confirmation hearings last year to actively pursue voting irregularities and to keep Congress informed. No one at Justice would respond to the senators' complaints on tape, but spokesman Dan Nelson said the department has made every effort to update members of Congress when there have been new developments. He said right now there are no developments to report. He added that the 6 cases were dropped earlier this year, either because the department was unable to substantiate the allegations or it concluded there was no violation of federal voting rights law. Graham and Nelson brought the issue up during a debate on a bill to overhaul the nation's election process, which the Senate's expected to vote on this week. Missouri Republican Kit Bond said it was a mistake to resurrect the disputed Florida elections.
We should not burden the bill that we are fighting to keep as a bipartisan bill with something that smells, to some on my side, as an effort to reinject a partisan battle.
Some Republicans suspect that Democrats are just trying to embarrass the administration. The debate over what's been done in response to the mess in Florida is expected to gain more attention as the 2002 elections approach. The state has made a number of changes, including getting rid of the notorious punch card machines, but voting rights groups say more needs to be done to avoid the problems encountered by thousands of Florida voters, many like Dedrona McCray, who are African American. McCray was unable to cast her ballot in 2000 because her name wasn't on a voter list, even though she had registered and had a card to prove it. Today, at age 19, McCray is not sure she'll ever try to vote again.
My mom, she's pushing me to vote because I guess it really makes a difference, she said. But I don't see where it really makes a difference. I mean, it was terrible that day.
So terrible, in fact, she threw her registration card away. The NAACP and other groups are pursuing a lawsuit against Florida agencies, alleging that their actions violated many citizens' right to vote. Earlier this month, the federal judge rejected a motion to dismiss the case, saying it was unclear that Florida has resolved all of its problems. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.